put in synchronous orbit up at 22,300 miles, you blast it into a higher orbit, let me pick a number 1,000 miles higher. That's the graveyard, up. And everything above synchronous orbit slowly spirals outward in millions of years. The moon is slowly spiraling outward, but it takes millions and billions of years to happen. So, no, we're not going to send anything into the sun. Every bit of that International Space Station at some time will be back on Mother Earth. Thank you, Rich, for any comments on that. And QEO, K2RIW in the TechNet. Okay. Alrighty, Mel, and K2KEY, how are things going in your backyard? And when is there going to be a stacked, vertically stacked array of loop antennas having 3 dB more gain than the one you got now? You got it, Mel.
Before pulling it out, gravity pulling it in, and you get difference of zero, so it falls around the Earth. I was going to mention this question, that if you could get the speed up, velocity, of, say like Gemini or Apollo, you would leave the gravitational force of the Earth, no?
You never leave the gravitational force of the Earth, although it gets very, very small. When you're out at a Pluto distance, the Earth is still making a small influence on you. To leave Earth entirely requires an escape velocity of 7.5 miles per second. That's a lot of miles per hour, way beyond the 17,500 that puts you into orbit. You and I can easily calculate that. I don't know the number, but it's big.
25,000.
Okay, 25,000. So, no, none of that space station is going to leave this planet permanently, in my opinion. You ain't got the dollars, you ain't got the resources, you ain't got the booster power to take 1,000,000 pounds of hardware and make it leave this particular gravity well. We'll be discussing this some more in the future, Rich. It may make nice science fiction. It's far from reality. Nowhere near enough resources are there to do that. Mel, you got it.
K2KEY. All right. Very good. Very interesting comments tonight. As far as antennas go, the gentleman asked about an antenna for 40 meters. Looked into loop antennas. Full-wave loop. Feed them any spot you want, and it's very simple to put up, all wire antennas. In fact, the loop antenna will work better than a dipole at the same altitude. It seems like it will perform very well at much lower height than with the average dipole, which I guess because of its, quad type of shape, I assume they go over.
Yeah, where all the extra gain and performance is coming up from with a horizontally polarized loop antenna is a daunting question. It's got some of the properties of a DDRR, which is a class of antennas called directional discontinuity ring radiator. It's got a little bit of that property, depending on how you feed it. It's got some of the horizontally polarized, reoriented plane, cubical quad antenna. It's got a lot of things going on. It's a simple piece of wire in a round or a square or a triangular pattern parallel to the Earth. In your case, I'm guessing it's about 40 feet or so above the Earth. And where all that performance is coming from, and why when you feed it differentially, you get one performance. When you feed it in a common mode manner, you get another performance. And the right combination of the two allows you to peak up the signal to a particular direction of the guy you're talking to. You and I have had a number of discussions on this one. And it ain't clear what all's going on there. If you had one of those mini-NIC or HFSS, high-frequency structure simulator, any of these programs, and thoroughly modeled that antenna, and do a medium job of modeling the Earth in your backyard, and the altitude you're at, and the tilt you're at, and the place where you're feeding it, and the lay of the feed line, and the possible radiation of the feed line common mode component, what all is going on is going to keep you in front of that computer modeling for a good man week, in my opinion, once you start that project, Mel. And it's going to take some fairly sophisticated programming to enter the data. And if you went and bought yourself a copy of, let me drop, HFSS, which is capable of doing it, I think it's about a $40,000 investment these days. Maybe we should pool our money and buy you a copy of that program. And also buy you a copy of the one-week course that tells you how to use the program. We're dreaming a little bit here, Mel. Back to you.
Oh, yeah. All of the above. I've looked into a number of the programs. I've got a mountain of research and a pile of different articles and all I guess that you and I have to discuss. Another thing, but now let's talk about what I have observed from the loop so far. I noticed that the band opens earlier and stays open later. I also noticed one thing that I'm really impressed by, that the noise level on 80 meters where I've been using it on BDCW, the noise level, for some reason, Dick, is less than on a dipole. On this, I can surely notice over a long period of using this that definitely, especially in the summertime, that there's a reduced amount of noise level using a loop. Go ahead.
Now, if you own both a dipole and a loop on the same piece of property, do you have the ability to flip back and forth between the two at the same period of time, Mel? That would be a beautiful acid test for noise levels, gain, and whatever.
Oh, yeah, hi for you, Ty. Well, I took the dipole down, and I told you what happened to me, that experience I had with the dipole. Broke my neck, falling off that little collar that was hung on one end of it. But I had to clean up here. It was getting a little too much wire up there, starting to get some cross-eyed look, as you can well imagine. But when I was comparing it, first of all, number of stations that I was working on, 75 meters, you know, groups that I got together with, some down south, some up north, some out towards Ohio and all told me that definitely, there was no doubt about it, that the loop antenna was putting out a better signal as far as copy in so many different directions, Dick. So I then eventually just took down the dipole because no doubt that the loop is a much more superior antenna as far as what you can put up with simple wire over.
Interesting. What's the approximate altitude of your loop above the ground when you haul it up to the highest? What's the lowest you've ever used it at, Mel?
I don't have the luxury of actually putting it up lower, really, because it's got to be pulled up on the pole to clear everything. So at that altitude, to get it, it's approximately 45 feet that can be cleared all around. It's not as easy to raise and lower it because I have some props up front. The poles in the back are well-defined. You know, they're poles that with pulleys and everything, but up towards the front, it's hanging on. I have two places where I'm using tree limbs to support it, and because of that situation, it's going over the sidewalk in the front of the house, so it really has to be at a fixed height at that point, which is, so it keeps it approximately around 45 feet all around to take over.
Yeah, one of the next times you and I get together, either at a Limark, Hamvention, or at one of your meetings at Floyd Bennett Field, you're going to have to bring me over to your QTH if the sun is up and show me that antenna. Or you're going to have to take a whole lot of pictures of them and send it to me on my email address. I'd like to see that actual layout of that thing that's doing such great performance. It sounds like a relatively simple antenna, but each of the articles you and I encounter where somebody has put up a loop, they claim awful great things, and at first an awful lot of people think that, well, the guy just made a big investment in man hours putting up this antenna, so he thinks it's beautiful, and they think the person's being subjective. But I'm starting to hear the story so often, I know that something more is going on, so we're going to have to get together at your QTH one of these days, Mel.
Be because, you know, pictures and all, very difficult. You see, if you don't actually look for the wire, Dick, I made it out of number 14, black wire, just, you know, stranded electrical wire. So if you really don't look, you know, you actually have to look, like you say, to get a sort of a cloud of day and everything. You know, you believe it or not, it's almost invisible or working.
Well done. And as I've often said, most of your neighbors never look up in the air. You can have a lot of fun by asking your best friends that have visited you for 10 years, "Hey, John, what's the color of the shingles on my house?" And it's about a 75% chance the guy cannot answer that question. He's never looked up to see them. And if you've got antennas and wires and poles and towers and whatever thing that stick up above the roof, as long as they don't come all the way down to grade level, even if he's in your backyard, he has never seen them. I have an oil man that delivers oil at my property. He's done so for 10 years, and I guess it was a month or so ago. He said, "When did you put in that tower?" To which my answer was, 1969. He says, "Are you kidding?" I wasn't. He had never seen it. And the only reason he looked up in the air is because a bird or something was making a sound in the tree while he was hauling in the hose for the oil. And he looked up, and as he looked through the tree, he saw the antenna and said, "What's that?" So that started a whole set of conversations. Okay, I think we're coming up to 3 hours. That's enough technetic for one night. We've almost solved all these problems. I suspect there's a couple of more wireless questions left to be answered next week. So Mel, I, and Rich, and Bob, and all the other guys are going to be back next week, and Paul, discussing more of the same, and we'll try to get to the bottom of what Mother Nature is really telling us as a very hidden message as to how radio propagation works and how all of our hardware works. We're going to dig a little bit deeper into it next week, and we're going to come up with a couple of the answers. No promises. 73, you all. Be kind to each other, and see you next week. Bye-bye. KQRIW, TechNet Landmark. We're clear.